Thanks for joining us for episode one of Terminally Stupid, a show where I highlight the terminally stupid or those who come awfully close. Everyone washes hair, but those who want a license to apply shampoo in Texas to somebody else's hair need 150 hours of training, with 100 hours in the theory and practice of shampooing, including a study of neck anatomy. A February Wall Street Journal report on excessiveness of state regulation highlighted California's year-long training to be a barber, Alabama's requirement of 750 hours of schooling to be a manicurist, and Michigan's 500 practice hours for performing massages. Okay, we all want someone to be trained when they work on us, but by contrast, many of the less tightly regulated states seem not to suffer. Connecticut has no licensing. They only had 6 complaints last year against manicurists. 4 of them involved disputes regarding gift cards. The next story comes from the New York Post, the December 19th, 2010 edition. Rap singer Travell Coleman trying to bring closure, get right with God, for having shot a man in 1993, confessed the assault to New York City police in December, hoping that his humanity might impress the judge. However, police checked and then booked Coleman for murder. Coleman said, "For some reason, I didn't think the victim had died." See, the problem here for Coleman is, A, he shot somebody. B, he was too stupid to have checked to see if the man had lived or died. Wouldn't it have simply made more sense to confess to a priest? I guess this just proves that you have to be smart to get away with murder. Of course, with true intelligence, most of those types don't usually break laws. Here's another brilliant criminal. This one comes from WTNH-TV in New Haven, Connecticut on February 4th, 2011. Robert Michelson was arrested in Farmington, Connecticut in February after he called 911 to ask an operator about the lawfulness of a marijuana plant that he was growing. The operator then informed him that it was illegal. Of course, all 911 calls are automatically traced and recorded. This isn't a new practice, and Michelson was soon arrested. After this incident, Mr. Michelson, I'd venture to guess that growing and smoking that marijuana probably isn't helping your intelligence level. This one is a classic. It dates back to November 5th, 2004. Patricia Frankhauser filed a lawsuit in Gannett, Pennsylvania in November 2004 against the Norfolk Southern Railway as a result of being hit by a train 10 months earlier as she walked on the tracks. Most of these injuries occur when people have headphones on or just aren't paying attention, but she claimed that her injuries were because the Norfolk Southern was negligent for not posting signs warning that the railroad tracks were sometimes used by trains. That comes from the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. Patricia, I have one question for you. What else are railroad tracks used for? Stupid people aren't the only stupid things in the news. Actually, on this next item, the jury's still out. It is called a beans-a-wave. I have not been able to find anything more recent than 2009 on this item, but it is so off the wall, yet strangely intriguing, that I had to mention it. The beans-a-wave is, or was, a gadget being developed by Heinz. It is a tiny microwave that measures 7.4 inches tall, 2.6 inches wide, and 5.9 inches deep. It is designed for use at your desk and runs off power from your USB port on your PC or laptop. In the article I found, there is also some talk about the possibility of powering it with rechargeable lithium-ion batteries. I was also able to find a video demonstration of the beans-a-wave, and I'll post that video on my blog with the show notes. Well, thanks for listening. That wraps up this edition. Hope you enjoyed the comedic factor involved in all of this, and I hope you don't repeat these people's mistakes. If you have any comments, suggestions, or questions, please feel free to email me at Mrs. Zoek, that's MRSXOKE, at gmail.com. You can find links to these articles, see the show notes, and more at CaptainDramaticsMom.blogspot.com, or you can reach me at our forum at forum.zoek.org. Thanks, and please join us again next time. Music offered under Creative Commons License Share Alike 1.0. The track featured on this podcast is titled Peaceful Henry by the Heftone Banjo Orchestra from their album Music Box Rag. You can get a copy of this song and many others at www.heftone.com/orchestra. Stay tuned for the full-length version of this song. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.